Exclusive: Mike Pence to unite MAGA and conservative principles behind positive agenda for 2022 midterms. By Wendell Hasebo on April 30, 2021. Devin O'Malley, a top aide for former Vice President Mike Pence, told Breitbart News on Friday that Pence is working on merging the Make America Great Again movement with traditional conservative principles by uniting behind a positive agenda going into the 2022 midterms. Pence gave his first address since leaving office Thursday to the Palmetto Family Council dinner in South Carolina and has more speeches scheduled, including the GOP House Conference fundraiser next week and the Republican National Committee's annual event later in the year, O'Malley confirmed. Pence has been careful to give the current administration the customary time of silence before launching his charge to further the conservative movement, O'Malley explained, hence waiting 100 days before making his first speech. O'Malley also told Breitbart News that Pence plans to be hands-on during the midterm elections, pending state redistricting. Pence was previously involved in Representative Nancy Mace's RSC 2020 election and will be again in June. During Pence's speaking engagements, Pence intends to typify the limited government, pro-family, and religious liberty agenda to withstand the Democrats' attacks heading into the midterm elections. In Pence's first address since leaving office Thursday, he elaborated, "Our agenda clear. It is the agenda we just implemented in 4 years of the Trump-Pence administration built on a strong national defense, secure borders, free market economics, trade deals that put America first. It is on conservative judges, and it is a movement that is built on upholding all of the God-given liberties enshrined in the Constitution of the United States of America. It is time to unite behind a positive agenda, built upon our highest ideals to win back America," Pence remarked. "We have the winning agenda. I have no doubt about it, built on American values and on our confidence in the American people." Pence then referenced the previous midterm election of 2010, when Republicans fared well by handily defeating 63 House Democrats, along with retiring Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. "So I want to encourage you," Ecclesiastes says, "there is nothing new under the sun. What is now has been before," he said. "And I believe it will happen again," Pence exclaimed. "We have the winning agenda, and it is incumbent upon us to take that winning agenda to the American people." Pence concluded by quoting former President Reagan's famous line at the 1976 Republican National Convention in Kansas City. He said, "This is our challenge, better than ever before. We have got to quit talking to each other and about each other and go out and communicate to the world that we carry the message they have been waiting for. It. We must go for the premier, united, because there is no substitute for victory."